Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
Psalm chapter 19, verse 7. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Oh, this is such a great verse. It's the hinge verse in Psalm 19. What I mean by that is that for the first six verses, we see a picture of God's glory in creation, about how the heavens declare his glory, the sky proclaims his handiwork, and how the world is just speaking, shouting really all the time, from the rising of the sun to its going down. Everywhere in the world, we see creation shouting the glory of God and the goodness of God and the wonder of God. But then you get to verse 7, and as you're almost thinking, there's no way you could get any higher than this when it comes to God's revelation of himself, it goes even higher. And basically, the psalmist takes God's revelation in the world and says what's even greater is God's revelation of himself in his word. And you see, the law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. And that just begins a whole litany of descriptions of God's word as his testimony and the precepts of the Lord, the commandment of the Lord, and the fear of the Lord, and the rules of the Lord. And you see these adjectives: it's perfect, it's sure, right, pure, clean, true, better than gold, than all kinds of gold, sweeter than honey. In hearing your word, we are warned and we find great reward. And so verse 7 just shifts this whole psalm to say, greater than God's revelation of himself in the world is God's revelation of himself in his word. And so we're driven to pray, God, thank you for your word. We praise you for your word. Lord, we see creation shouting your glory to the point where we wonder, can it get any better than that? And we praise you that it gets much better than even that, that we have, when we open up our Bibles in our hands, 66 books that are all your word. God, thank you for this gift that you have given us. And it is perfect. It's sure, it's right, it's pure, it's clean, it's true, it's better than gold, it's sweeter than honey to our soul's taste buds. Oh, God, we love your word. We love its effect in our lives, its fruit in our lives, the way it revives us, the way it makes us wise, the way it rejoices our hearts, the way it enlightens our eyes, the way it endures forever. It's righteous altogether. Oh, God, thank you, thank you, thank you for your word. Help us to, even as we saw in the very beginning of Psalms, help us to meditate on it day and night. Even in the closing words of Psalm 19 here, may our words and the reflection of our hearts be acceptable before you, our rock and our redeemer. Oh God, show the power of your word in our lives so that your glory might be made known, not just in the world and not just in the word, but in our lives based on this word in this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.